dwelling house. A typical early 20th century Seto dwelling house consisted of a living room and a hallway. In wealthier households, a door in the front room led onto another room. That was cold, unheated room where mainly food and different containers were stored. A classical Seto living room is divided into four distinct areas or corners with different functions. In the corner by the door, there is a large stove, which heated the room and where food was also cooked. It was said that the stove was a friend of a lazy housewife. Dishes cooked in the large Seto oven have a very special flavour. Bread, casseroles, porridges and soups were cooked in the stove. Depending on the house, there was also a kitchen corner, where housewives prepared food. Either in the stove corner or in the corner by the window. In another corner, there would be a beautifully decorated bed. This would mean that the family has a daughter who is ready to be married soon. Handicraft skills were vital, as the wife had to make all clothes for the family. On the bed, the girl showcased her needlework skills by decorating the bed with her handicraft. Opposite the oven, diagonally across the living room, was a holy corner, decorated with icon shawls. It was the most sacred place in the house, where children were not allowed to play. In the far back corner of the room was the bedroom, which was hidden from daily activities by a simple curtain. If you look at the sleeping corner of the museum, you will see two beds there. Both of these small beds are double beds. The elder couple slept in one, the younger couple in the other. Children usually slept on straw bags directly on the floor. There was a long table in the middle of the living room where the whole family could eat. Families used to be big, so the table had to be long. The Seto dwelling house is also characterised by long benches along the wall and the heated bench by the stove. This was a favourite place to sit and get warm in the winter.